You're listening to SBS News.
6-year-old British schoolgirl Florence Widdicombe was at home writing Christmas cards to her friends when she discovered one of the cards in the box already had a handwritten message scrawled inside.
It was really weird. I started chuckling and I thought that maybe it was a prank or something.
She showed the card to her parents, who quickly realised the message was no joke. It read, "We are foreign prisoners in Shanghai Xingpu Prison, China, forced to work against our will. Please help us and notify Human Rights Organisation." Florence's father, Ben, said the note also urged the reader to contact a man named Peter Humphrey.
Yeah, I mean, I of course saw on the face of it that it appeared to be somebody saying that they had human rights concerns. That's serious anyway. When I tracked down who Peter was on the internet, I suddenly uncovered this story of him being imprisoned and the issue with Chinese prison labour. So, of course, yeah, then it became very serious and quite chilling in a way.
He said his wife bought the pack of cards for £1.50 at a Tesco store in London about a week ago.
I felt very shocked, but I also felt a responsibility to pass it on to Peter Humphreys, as the author asked me to do.
Peter Humphrey is a fraud investigator and former journalist who spent 9 months in Xingpu prison after being charged with illegally acquiring personal information of Chinese nationals. He was released under diplomatic pressure amid reports of ill health, and he and his wife left the country. After learning of the message in the Christmas card, Mr. Humphrey contacted other ex-prisoners who confirmed that inmates had been packing cards for Tesco.
I spent 2 years in captivity in Shanghai between 2013 and 2015, and my final 9 months of that captivity was in this very prison, in this very cell block where this message has come from. So this was written by some of my cellmates from that period who are still there serving sentences.
Mr. Humphrey said he believed it was a collective message and thought he knew who wrote in the card, but refused to identify the inmate in case of retribution.
The message that they want me to deliver is a message to the world, to tell the world that prisoners in China are being mistreated and being subjected to forced prison labour for companies, ultimately, that don't know what is happening with their product in the supply chain.
In a statement, Tesco said it had immediately halted production at the factory where these cards are produced and withdrawn the cards from sale pending an investigation. It said if evidence of forced labour is found, it will permanently delist the supplier. Isabel Hilton at the Institute for Human Rights and Business said similar notes from foreign prisoners had been found in other products sold at different retailers throughout the UK in recent years.
It's not illegal in China. In fact, it's compulsory for prisoners to work. And if they don't work, their sentences are likely to be longer. What isn't meant to happen is that these things get into the export supply chain, because then it becomes an embarrassment to China. But it's happened repeatedly.
Tesco said it donates £300,000 a year, more than $500,000 Australian dollars, to three health charities from its Christmas card sales. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.